ABC Radio Australia.
China's security pact with Solomon Islands, or is it Solomon Islands' security pact with China, has drawn heated reactions both here in Australia and the United States. Continues to be at the forefront, rather strangely, of the Australian election campaign. But security cooperation between China and the Pacific is not exactly new. So why has the Solomon Islands deal caused such a stir? Marion Farr takes a look.
A controversial pact between China and Solomon Islands, signed last month, has sparked major concern in Australia.
I share the same red line that the United States has when it comes to these issues.
I think this is a major foreign policy blunder.
But this is not the first security partnership between China and a Pacific Island nation. Dr. Wesley Morgan, a research fellow at the Griffith Asia Institute, says Beijing has security relationships with a number of countries in the region.
It's probably the most developed between China and Fiji.
In 2011 and 2014, the Chinese government signed MOUs with Fiji, which centred around police and defence cooperation.
There was particularly a focus on transnational crime, on things like cybercrime, drug trafficking and the like. We saw secondments for Fiji police went to China. There was training. There's been some provision of equipment.
The ABC has not seen the original documents. A statement by the Chinese ambassador to Fiji in 2014 said police cooperation reflected deep progress in the country's bilateral relationship. In 2017, the two nations conducted a major joint policing operation,
where they arrested 70-odd Chinese nationals in Fiji.
China has also donated police and military resources to Vanuatu, Samoa and Papua New Guinea. But Dr. Morgan says these partnerships have not evoked the same level of concern in Australia as the Solomon Islands deal.
The key thing that has changed from that period a decade ago to what we are now is the change in the broader geopolitics of the region.
He says China has become more assertive in recent years,
including things like military installations in the South China Sea.
And Australia's relationship with Beijing has become more tense.
The relations between Australia and China were quite warm less than a decade ago. And the stated position was about the Pacific Ocean being big enough for all of us. But now, relations between Australia and China, you know, they're in the deep freeze, really. And all of that context means that any security relationship between China and a Pacific Island country is viewed through a different lens.
James Batley, a former Australian High Commissioner to Solomon Islands, says the recent deal between Beijing and Honiara also contains qualitative differences to past security partnerships with the Pacific, which focused more on transnational policing issues.
I think it does suggest quite serious intent on the part of the Chinese government.
The deal has not been made public, but a leaked draft of the agreement shows Chinese security forces could be allowed into Solomon Islands to protect Chinese interests in the nation.
That's what makes it qualitatively different from the much lower level cooperation that's taken place in the past.
The deal has also become a major topic of debate in the Australian federal election campaign.
Clearly, the opposition has sought to exploit this agreement.
But politics aside, Mr. Batley believes Australia's concerns about the partnership are warranted.
This agreement has potentially very profound implications for Australia's national security.
James Batley rounding out that report on that ongoing China-Solomon Islands deal discussion.